Russian officials today are claiming Ukraine sent military helicopters into Russia and attacked an oil depot some 20 miles inside the border. It is the first time since the war began that Russia has accused Ukraine of an airstrike on its own soil. Ukraine has yet to confirm or comment on the strike in the border region of Belgorod. NPR's Becky Sullivan is reporting from Kyiv, the capital. Hi, Becky.
Hey there.
What more do we know about this reported attack inside Russia?
Yeah, we don't know a ton, but here it is. There was an explosion and a fire overnight at an oil depot, as you said, in the Russian town of Belgorod. And early in the morning, our time, the regional governor from that part of Russia announced that the fire had been caused by an airstrike from two Ukrainian helicopters that had flown into Russian territory at a very low altitude, which helps them avoid air defense systems. Belgorod is like one of the most militarized parts of Russia. It has been for the last few months because troops staged there before the invasion began. And just to give you a sense of the geography, it's only about 50 miles from the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, where some of the most intense fighting has been happening. And so it's actually kind of an interesting development that Russia is saying that this happened. Russia has claimed air superiority throughout this. It's very striking that they say a pair of Ukrainian helicopters was able to come across the border undetected and pull something like this off.
And so far, any corroborating evidence this indeed was Ukrainian helicopters?
Yeah, it's very tough to say. I mean, I can't stress enough that all the information about this has come from Russian sources. There is video on social media apparently showing security camera footage of two military helicopters launching an airstrike on an oil depot. But NPR and other news organizations have not been able to independently verify that the footage is showing what Russian says it shows. And asked about it today at a press conference, a military spokesperson for the Ukrainian Armed Forces, Colonel Oleksandr Modizyanik, he said that he emphasized that Ukraine is defending itself in this conflict. It is a defensive operation, and that Ukraine does not have responsibility for, quote, catastrophes and events that happen within Russian territory. And he refused to confirm or deny the report.
Any idea how this development, this acute alleged development, might impact ceasefire talks that are continuing?
Yeah. I mean, whether or not it's confirmed, Russia already says that it could impact the peace process. Earlier today, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters, I'll just read you the quote, "Certainly this is not something that can be perceived as creating comfortable conditions for the continuation of the talks." So not a great sign. You know, as for a peaceful resolution to this crisis, like it's just going to be hard to reach that at this point with Ukrainian cities like Mariupol and Kharkiv and Chernihiv having been bombarded for a month straight. But that said, the negotiations are ongoing. There were 2 days of in-person meetings this week in Turkey, and it's now resumed online by video. So they have been seemingly positive this week. This is not a helpful development for that, as Russia is indicating that that's how they see this. And there's still, of course, some distance on some very big points. So it remains to be seen how this will all play out.
And let me ask you, Becky, about Mariupol, the besieged city so many of us are paying attention to. There are reports of a humanitarian evacuation finally underway, buses leaving, but also comments from the International Committee of the Red Cross that it's still very complicated there. Any sense of the latest?
I mean, so just to give you some context here, there have been a lot of evacuations out of Mariupol, but what's been difficult to pin down are these sort of big official international agencies like the International Committee for the Red Cross and UN's Refugee Agency. They have had a hard time nailing down these the negotiations that have to happen over the specific, certain, very clear ceasefires that the parties have to agree to in order to get these big convoys of aid and aid flowing in and evacuees flowing out. And so the ICRC had been saying they had been trying to set this up yesterday, and they announced that they were going to try to do this today. This morning they said that it's not going as they hoped. That said, hundreds of thousands of people have been able to get out of the city so far, but they're just doing it on sort of less official terms.
All right, NPR's Becky Sullivan reporting from Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. Becky, thank you very much.
You're welcome.